Okay, moving on, I would be happy to present the report for the University Healthcare System Committee. Also on that committee besides myself are trustees Fitzgerald, King, McMillan, and student trustee Karina Reyes. And our committee met yesterday at 12:30 in this very room. Joining me at that meeting were trustees Fitzgerald, King, McMillan, and Reyes, and trustee Mitchell attended also as a guest. The committee approved the minutes for the last meeting, which was held on November 6, 2017. Vice Chancellor Barish offered opening remarks and introduced Michelle Major, the new chief nursing officer at UI Hospital. The committee then reviewed and recommended agenda items 12, 13, and 25, which included reappointing a member of the advisory board for the Division of Specialized Care for Children, amending the medical staff bylaws, and a construction contract for the lower level simulation laboratory for the College of Nursing in Chicago. The committee felt it was appropriate for all of these agenda items to go to the full board for a vote. Dr. Barish then began his CEO report by introducing Dr. Giles, the new dean of the School of Public Health. Mr. Michael Zinn, our hospital CFO, reported on hospital finances and the 3I, that's the information infrastructure project, which we approved at our last meeting. Currently, the 3I project is on hold due to a procurement objection by one of the potential vendors. This dispute may eventually have to be decided by the chief procurement officer of the state of Illinois, and we hope for a decision on this in the very near future so we can proceed with that work. Next, David Loffing reported on hospital infrastructure improvements and the hospital capital plan. The $71 million improvement plan to such items as air handling, phones, elevators, and outdoor facades, which we as a board approved in 2013, is on schedule and will be completed by the end of calendar 2018. In the capital plan is a very exciting proposal to construct an ambulatory surgery center on Taylor Street just south of our hospital. This will assist our mission in many ways, including relief of OR congestion in the main hospital, expansion of services and surgical volume, and streamlined and improved care of our outpatient surgical patients. In my mind, I believe we should make this a priority. A facility such as this is sorely needed for space and also as a revenue generator. The final presentation for the CEO report was Ms. Jody Joyce, Chief of Patient Quality and Safety. Over the last 5 years, we have shown steady progress in the reduction of mortality due to sepsis, a reduction in hospital-acquired bloodstream and urinary tract infections, and also in the incidence of deleterious thrombotic and embolic events. The final report of the committee meeting was presented by Dr. Raymond Curry on graduate medical education. This annual report covers the accreditation and scope of our GME, which is training after medical school for interns, residents, and fellows to prepare them for board certification and independent practice. This is a robust endeavor with 26 residency programs, 39 fellowship programs, which serves 581 trainees. There was no old or new business discussed. The committee then briefly met in executive session to discuss the minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for January 17th at 12:30 p.m. in this room. It will be the inaugural meeting presided over by our new UHS chair, Dr. King, and I want to personally thank Stuart for his willingness to serve our board in this capacity.
It's a pleasure.
Happy to take any questions. Okay.